fourth parak deals primarily with when you have different minhagim in different places, and one person goes from one place to the other, how do you treat it? Which minhag do you keep, your original place or the place that you happen to be in? The connection to Pesachim, it starts out with Mishnah Aleph dealing with the minhag to not do work before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Everyone agrees that there's an Isser after Chatzos, but how about before Chatzos? Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Mikom shenagu lasos melacha barvei Pesachim ad Chatzos, places that there are no hag to be lenient and to do work on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos midday. Osim, if you're in that place, you can do. Mikom shenagu shelo lasos ein osim. If you are in a place that the minhag is to not do, you cannot do. How about haholech mimkom she'osin limkom she'enosin? If you go from a place that they're lenient to a place that is machmir, or the reverse, so mimkom she'enosin, a place that they don't do melacha, limkom she'osin, and you go to a place that they're lenient and do melacha before chatzos, nostim alav chumrei makom she'atza misam v'chumrei makom she'alach lisam. We are machmir in both ways. If you're either from a place that is machmir or you're in a place that is machmir, you have to be machmir and refrain from work. But the Mishnah says as follows, V'al yishana adam ipnei machlokes. If you go, this is referring to, it's a machlokes here, but it's referring to, according to some of the Mefarshim, if you go from a place that you don't do malacha and you go to a place that you do malacha, you still are not required to do malacha in that place that you are in. You can simply refrain from doing a malacha because it will not cause there to be a machlokes, because people will simply view you as unable to work or that you have nothing to work on. So you still, if you go to a place that they do work and you're from a place that you don't do work, indeed you should refrain from doing work in the place that you are in. Mishnah Beis Kiyotze Bo, similarly, Hamolich Peiro Shvis Mimkom Shekalu Limkom Shelokalu. There's a lacha when it comes to the Shemitah year, that if you have produce from the Shemitah year and it's no longer available in the fields for the animals, you have to do biur. You have to either get rid of it according to the Rambam or according to other Mefarshim. You have to be mafkir and make it hefker in public, and then you can reacquire it. So if you go from a place that fruits are perishvis mimkom shekalu lemakom shelokalu, if you go from a place that the fruits are no longer available to a place that they are still available in the fields, so based on where you're coming from, you have to get rid of your fruits, you have to do the beer at least, and you go to a place that it has not happened yet, or mimkom shelokalu lemakom shekalu, or the reverse, Chayav Levar, because you are either coming from a place that the fruit is not available or you're going to a place that the fruit is not available, you have to do the biur, you have to be mafkir and make it hefker, and then you can reacquire it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now we're talking about a situation if somebody pickled a bunch of vegetables together in the barrel, and each of the different vegetables there has a different time of biur that it's no longer available in the field. So the Tana Kama is lenient, and he says that you can go after the latest time of beer for the latest vegetable that's no longer available. So even though the other vegetables are no longer available, you can be lenient with them as long as one of the vegetables there is still available. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. You have to be machmir. Omrim lo tzei v'havelach af ata. We say to the person, go and bring a sample from the field that the vegetables are available. In other words, we're telling him whatever is available in the field here is okay, but anything not available, you have to pull it out of your vegetable concoction, your pickled vegetables here, and you have to do the biur on it. Mishnah Gimel, Malkam Shenagu Limkar Behema Daka Lagoyim. This is talking about the Isser Doraisa, the Shvisas Behema, that we can't have our animals working for us on Shabbos accordingly, or for somebody else. It has to rest just like we have to rest, and accordingly we cannot rent or lend our animals to non-Jew who may work them on Shabbos as well. And in addition, Chazal said, don't even sell work animals. That's a Behema Gasa, work animal, to non-Jews. There's also another chorma that depends on the makom. Makom shenagu limkor behema daka lagoyim, in places that they have extended and they are noheg to not sell even non-work animals, smaller animals, sheep, for example, to non-Jews. Mochrim, a place that they're noheg to sell, you can be lenient and you can sell. However, makom shenagu shelo limkor, a place that they're noheg to not even sell the behema gasa, the small non-work animals, a mochrim, you cannot sell. V'chol makom a mochrim lehem behema gasa, in all places we cannot sell to them a behema gasa, a work animal. And in addition, there are two chumras on that. Agali musyachim, even if they are in the category of work animals, but they're still small, like an egel, a calf, it'll grow up. We'll have an ox, we'll have a cow. Or siachim, a small a horse, it'll grow up to be a big horse. So right now they're not work animals, but because they will be work animals, you can't sell it to them. Shleimu mushvurim, and the second chumra is whether it's healthy or shavur, it is not able to work because it is broken. Nonetheless, you can't even sell that. It's maimed, it's unable to work, you can't sell that as well. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Beshur, Rabbi Yehuda says if it's even if it's a behema gasa, but if it's unable to work, it's incapacitated, you can sell it to them because they're not going to work it. Ben Beseira Matir Besus, even though the Tanakhama said you cannot sell a horse, Ben Beseira is lenient when it comes to horse. He's of the view that the primary purpose of a horse is not to carry things. That would be the Isser Doraisa. The animal can't work on Shabbos, but if it carries a kasus, a horse carries people, that's its primary purpose. We have a concept of chayno seasatzmo, that a person carries himself. In other words, there's no Isser Doraisa of a horse or people carrying people, because the person that is being carried is sit, so it's only a derabbanan, so it's not included in this prohibition. Mishnah Dalin, makom shenahagu le'achot tzaliba le'le psachim, places that they are nohag to have roasted meat at the Lel HaSeder, Ochlim, it's permitted to eat. Malkum Shnagush Lolachom, places that are nohag to not have roasted meat, like Ashkenazic communities, we do not have roasted meat at the Lel HaSeder, we don't have the Korban Pesach, it shouldn't look like we are eating the Korban Pesach, Ein Ochlim, it should not be eaten. Malkum Shnagu Lahadli Kasaner B'Leila Yom HaKippurim, in places that they are nohag to light a candle in the bedroom. One of the things that prohibited on Yom Kippur is our marital relations. Accordingly, there are places that light candles in the bedrooms where a husband and wife sleep, because it's prohibited to have relations to light. Accordingly, this would prevent any marital relations from happening. So matliking, if that's the minhag, but there were other places, makom shenagu shelo light, the minhag was to not light, ain matliking, you don't light. They were of the view that a husband shouldn't be able to see the wife. Indeed, seeing the wife would cause the problem, and accordingly keep it dark in the room. And in any case, in either place, matliking bebate knesios or bebate midrashos, we should light candles to have proper light in the shuls, in the bate medrash, mevuas ha'afelim, in dark alleys, v'algabe ha'cholim, and on top of cholim, any other places we should have light on Yom Kippur. Mishnah hey, mekom shenagu lasos melacha b'tisha b'av, makom that we have the minhag to do melacha on tisha b'av osim, you can do, it's permitted. Makom shenagu shelo lasos melacha enos, in places that we are no hek to refrain from doing melacha on tisha b'av, again we should not do, and in addition should just point out that the minhag ha'olam is to not to until Chatzos, and at Chatzos we are lenient in certain places. However, even afterward, Chazal say, don't get involved too much in your business activities. Anyone who does will not see a siman bracha from it. Uvachol makom, and in all places, whether we are noheg to do work or refrain from work on Tisha B'Av, Talmidei Chachamim B'Telim HaTalmud Chacham should not be engaging in work, because they have a much more keener sense of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, so they should fully focus on the Avelus. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Lo'olam Yas Adam Atma Talmid Chacham, for this, everyone should act as a Talmud Chacham and refrain from work. And it does not look like arrogance when somebody doesn't work, categorizing himself as a Talmud Chacham, because we really should be focusing on the Abelus of the day. Now we're going from Tisha B'Av to Erev Pesach. Chachamim Omrim, we said before that there is an Isra after Chatzos to do Malacha, and before Chatzos, it depends on the minog. So Yehuda, hayu osi Malacha ba'arvei psachim al Chatzos, in Yehuda, they were lenient, and they would do Malacha from the morning up until Chatzos. U'begalil lo hayu otzim kol yikra, and the Galil, they did not do at all day long. V'halayla, how about the night before? If you're in a place that they are machmir in the morning, the chumrah of not working, the minog of not working, should that start from the night before? So Beis Shammai Oshim, Beis Shammai says, yes, it starts from the night before. Beis Hillel matirim ala Netzachama. Beis Hillel says, if you're in a place that is machmir, the chumrah only has to start at Netzachama, not from the night before. Mishnah Vav, if you're in a place where the minog is to not work on Erev Pesach off until Chatzos, Rabbi Meir Omer komalacha shehis chilba kodem, if you have a certain category of work that you had started before the prohibited time, in other words, you started it on the 13th, you started it on the night before, according to Beis Hillel, Gomra ba'arba'asar, you can finish it on the 14th in the morning, as long as it is something that is needed for Pesach. So even in places that the minhag is to not work, but if you started it before and it's necessary for Pesach, you can work on it up until Chatzos. Of Allah, yaschiba b'tchila ba'arba'asar, even if it's needed for Pesach, You should not start it on the 14th. It's also to start on the 14th against the minhag. The minhag is to not work af al pi shi'achal l'gomra. Even if you can finish it all on the 14th in the morning before chatzos, it doesn't matter. If you didn't start it before the 14th, you cannot start it now. V'chachamim omrim. There's an exception to this, that they can work even a place that the minhag is to not work on Erev Pesach before chatzos. There are three categories of craftsmen that can indeed work because they do things that are absolutely fundamentally necessary for Pesach. Shalos umonios osi. There are three categories of workers that can work, craftsmen that can work on Erev Pesach up until Chatzot, and they are hachayatim, tailors, v'hasaparim, barbers, asapar, v'akovsim, and a laundryman, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer af haratzanim. Also, the shoemakers are necessary to make things for Yontif so they can work Erev Pesach up until Chatzot. Mishnah Zayin is just a little bit background. What's prohibited on Chol HaMoed is not only malacha, unless it's a davar ha'aved, unless we're going to have a financial loss, melacha, but also tircha yaseira, doing excessive exertion is also prohibited on Chol HaMoed. On Erev Pesach, melacha is prohibited, but tircha yaseira is not prohibited. So that's what we're about to see, various examples of that in our Mishnah. When it comes to Moshivin Shovachim Latarnagolim Barbasar, this is talking about putting hens on eggs. It's permitted to do that on the 14th, even after Chatzos. However, on Chol HaMoed, that would be prohibited because it is a tircha yaseira. Yaseir is not prohibited on Erev Pesach, only on Chol HaMoed. However, what can be done even on Chol HaMoed, because it's a davar ha'aved, somebody would incur a large financial loss, is v'tarnagola shabarcha. If you had a hen that was sitting on an egg for 3 days, that egg is no longer edible. The only use for it is for it to hatch it. So if you had the hen run away after those 3 days, even though it's a tircha yaseir, you can be matriach, you can work hard and get that hen back on top of that egg. Machziri no solemikoma, we can return it to its place. And in addition, if that hen has been sitting there for 3 days and it passes away, Moshivin Acheres Tachtel, we can also put another one in its place, even though it's an effort, but because it's a Davar Ha'av, it will lose that egg because it's been 3 days, it can no longer be eaten, it would be permitted even on Chol HaMoed. Continuing, what is not permitted on Chol HaMoed, but is permitted on Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, because it's a Tircha Yaseira, but not Malacha, it's an exertion, so we can only do it on Erev Pesach, but not during Chol HaMoed. Gorfin mitachas ragle behema ba'arbasar, is permitted to remove the dung from underneath the animals on the 14th evening after Chatzot, but not Chol HaMoed because it's a tircha yetzeru v'moed. If it is on Chol HaMoed, we cannot remove it. Misalkin l'stadim, we can simply move it to the side. The third example of what can be done after Chatzot on Erev Pesach, because it's only a tircha yetzeru, but it cannot be done on Chol HaMoed. Molichin u'mevin keli mebeis ha'uman, is permitted to bring to the craftsmen to fix things and to take back from their house, even though this is a tircha, we're not talking about items that are necessary for Pesach, even though we don't need them, because we're not doing anything creative, we're simply doing a tircha yaseira, can be done after Chatzos Erev Pesach, but not on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Ches, the first of the items we're going to list here is going to relate to Pesach, we'll see shortly. These are Shisha Dvarim Asu Anshe Yericho, there were 6 things that the people living in Yericho did, 6 activities. On 3 of them, Chazal the Chachamim protested, you can't do these things. On 3, they did not protest, but they were not happy about it in any case. The first one were relate to working on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. These are the 3 that they were not happy with, but they did not protest. Markivin, Dekalim, Chol Hayom, the Anshe Yericho would graft deco trees, palm dates, even after the entire day, Kol HaYom, but even after Chatzos HaYom, where it's stricter, there's an Isra Malacha, they would do that. They claimed it was a Davar Ha'avid. Chachamim held that it wasn't a Davar Ha'avid, but they didn't protest. V'korchim et Shaman She'iricha, which skipped Baruch Shem Kvod when saying Kriyat Shema. Chachamim did not protest because you don't say on a Deoraisa level saying Shema Yisrael and jumping straight Vahafta, even not saying Baruch Shem. V'kotzrim v'gochim lifnei Omer, there's a halacha that you can't have the new grain until the Korban HaOmer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Chazal instituted that you should also not reap and pile up your grain because you may come to eat it, and that is a problem on a Deoraisa level, eating the grain before the Korban HaOmer is brought. brought, nonetheless, Ansha Yericha would cut and would bring together, pile up their grain even before the Korban HaOmer was brought. V'lomichu b'yad Machazal did not protest because the risk of their eating it was fairly low. The Elu Shemilchu b'yadam, and these are the three that indeed they protested when Ansha Yericha did these. Number one, Matirin Gamzio Shel Hektes, that when somebody used to donate a tree to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Hektes, somebody who benefits from that tree over is over the Isra Mi'ila, making profane what has been consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. The Ansha Yericha were of the view that what grows out of the tree after it's been donated is not Hektes. Accordingly, they would benefit from the growth, and Chachamim said it's still an Isra Mi'ila of on a derabbanan level because it grew out of something that was hektish. But ochlim, number two, ochlim mitachas haneshrim b'Shabbos, if fruit fell off of trees or vegetables fell off on Shabbos, or you don't know when it fell off, but you found it on Shabbos, so the Ansha Yericha would eat it, claiming maybe it fell before Shabbos, and Chachamim said, it is muksa, it may have fallen on Shabbos, you cannot eat it. And number three, venostim peya layarek, what they would do is they would leave peya, which is for the poor, from vegetables. Sounds like a great thing to do. The problem is, peya does not apply to vegetables. It applies to grains and other things, but not to vegetables. And the difference is, it sounds like they're just giving more tzedakah. The halachas of peya, if something is left as peya, you don't have to take trumas and maisras from it. So the problem that this caused is when the Anshei Yericho in their vegetable gardens, they would leave as peya for the poor wouldn't be taking trumas and maisras, believing that they didn't have to. And in fact, when you have vegetables, peya doesn't apply, so you have to take trumas. So there was a protest there saying don't leave peya because it's not really peya. Vegetables, peya is not applicable. You have to take trumas to maisru. So michu biyado chachamim, and Chazal protested on these trees. Another listing, Mishnah test, similar, shisha dvarim asa chizkiyahu melech, six activities that he did, six one-time things that he did. Shal shlosha hodu lo v'shlosha lo hodu. On three of them, Chazal agreed with and they praised him, and three of them, they did not praise him. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a tremendous tzaddik, but his father Ahaz was a tremendous rasha. He was an idolater, and he was machti, caused Klal Yisrael to also be involved in idolatry. So, in order to bring an atonement to his father, a partial atonement to his father, what Chizkiyahu HaMelech did is, Gerar Atzmos Aviv Amita Shal Chavalim v'hodu lo. What he did was, in order to bury his father, he didn't do it in a dignified way. He dragged the bones of his father on a mita, on a bier of ropes, instead of on a golden thing, instead of something that was dignified. And Chachamim said that was the proper thing to do to your father, who has a real rush, who definitely needs a kapara. In addition, ki teis nechasha nechosha v'hodulo, what he did was he took the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. It's recorded in the Chumash that when Klal Yisrael complained about the man, there was a magefa and Klal Yisrael plague. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you make a copper serpent and Klal Yisrael look at it, it will stop the magefa. And it, by the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, people were worshipping it as an avodah zarah, thinking that it had power. So he said, I need to get rid of it. He ground it up and did away with that nechash and nechoshes. And Chachamim hodulo, they praised him. Vegana, sefer refuah, something similar. There was a book of remedies that would bring refuah shleima to people from plants, and it listed what the remedy was for each problem that somebody had. And people were unfortunately not doing tshuva, and people were not becoming humble because of getting sick. They would just cure themselves and move on with life. Vahodulo, Chachamim agreed with that also. Al shlosha lo hodu lo. Continuing, there were three things that Chachamim did not agree with. Number one, kitze tlatos shal heichal v'shigra n'melech Ashur. The king of Ashur, Assyria, Sancheiriv, demanded a large amount of money from Klal Yisrael, Chizkiyahu in particular. Make sure you give me an annual payment in order that I don't attack you. And he didn't. Chizkiyahu was not able to raise the large sum, so he cut off the gold doors from the Heichal and sent it. Chachamim were not happy with that. It was a disgrace to the Beis HaMikdash. You should have had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So v'lo hodulo, they didn't agree with that. Number two, sasa mei gichon ha'elyon v'lo hodulo, they also did not agree when he stopped up the mei gichon ha'elyon, which was the river with the water source, and he heard that the Assyrian army was coming to besiege Yerushalayim, so he cut off the water. Chachamim did not agree. They said you should have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who promised us that he would protect us. And number three, Iber Nisan Benisan Velohodu, they also did not agree. Chizkiyahu HaMelech decided to have a second Adar, but he decided too late. Once Nisan had started, you have to make that decision while it's still Adar, then you can make that Adar that you're in into Adar Aleph and insert an Adar Beis. But once Nisan starts, you can't retroactively make an Adar Beis.